Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 256th episode of the Quarantine Cast, recorded on April 5th, 2021. We've been meaning to talk about this one for a while. Matt Gaetz is a human who exists, and that's kind of an issue, an increasingly large issue for everyone.
The existence of Matt Gaetz has once again caused problems that we could not imagine.
So, before we get into what exactly is shaking down there, Matt Gaetz is a congressman, if I'm correct in saying he was a pretty fervent Trump supporter.
Yeah, very, very much so.
Even before I think Trump secured the nomination, he was like big into that. Yeah. Matt Gaetz is also like 38 years old, so he's very much one of the faces of like the young Republican, young libertarian movement.
The young alt-right, like Matt Gaetz is, for all intents and purposes, alt-right. I don't know. I guess I don't have any quotes or facts or anything that would connect those two things, but he's like obviously super racist and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I'm sorry, I can't say that. He can't be racist. He has a Latino son that he took. Remember? Remember all that?
Yeah,
that was a whole different thing. Yeah. This story that you're about to spin out kind of puts that into a new context, new light. I don't know if there's a connection there, but it definitely makes it even weirder than it was before.
Yeah, I'm just going to pull up Matt Gaetz's Wikipedia page. The very, very last sentence. Did they change it? Very, very last sentence of the first paragraph. The lead, the crystallization of what this person is known for. He has been under federal investigation for potential sex trafficking since 2020. People have been describing this as Matt Gaetz has had, not totally clear, an underage girlfriend who I think is like 17. I don't like that language because that implies that a 17-year-old can consent to dating a 38-year-old man, and that's weird and no, but yeah.
It's one of those things where I think the human trafficking language comes into play because reports that I've been seeing is that, yeah, he would like coerce her. I don't know if there was anyone else involved other than this one person.
Right.
Like, being involved in sex trafficking doesn't necessarily mean that you are a sex trafficking kingpin and have trafficked dozens of women a la Jeffrey Epstein. But like, he reportedly coerced this girl to like keep dating him and have sex with him with money and, hey, I'll give you drugs, like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, definitely an element of I'm going to keep you around as an employee for sex, like basically. That's where that comes in. Otherwise known as, hey, this dude's a big piece of shit.
Yeah. He's been responding to all this as you would kind of expect a prominent Republican to, poorly, but yeah. Also, weirdly dismissively, I think. Like, I think we're reaching the point where he's transitioned from outright denying a lot of what happened to more, maybe it did, I'm not saying it did, but if it did, it's not that big a deal. I'm not like a pious dude, you know? I get a rant, like that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, but it's also one of those things where he just, yeah, like you said, kind of dismissed it. He's like, oh, the Department of Justice and the FBI are accusing me of sex trafficking. Jim faces the camera. Yeah, the federal government is looking at me. You guys know what that means. Just like he said, yeah, the DOJ is coming after me. Like, they're blackmailing me. They're trying to frame me. Not like they are wrong or someone else has accused me and they're wrong. It's that the FBI is trying to silence me, and mm-hmm. they're doing that by telling you that I have sex with children.
I mean, he does, but, like, that's not what you should be focusing on. The issue is that he's being silenced for it.
It's just because it's a step above fake news, but, like, this has been their game plan for the last 2 or 3 years. Oh, someone is saying something bad about me? That's just fake. To the point where it's like, it's, they can just, without blinking or breaking a sweat, say, oh yeah, no, this is just the deep state coming after me like normal. You guys can ignore all of this, because I know you'll all still support me,
mm-hmm.
because I'm telling you not to believe what these people are saying about me. Not that I'm like, we should believe cops or, you know, anything like that. This is not like a, oh, we got to stand by our, you know, guys in blue, a la the Defense Department or the Justice Department,
because mm-hmm.
we know they're pieces of shit. But, like, when it comes to the FBI investigating members of Congress who are known to lie about keeping teenagers around their apartment.
Right.
It's like, Matt Gaetz is a huge piece of shit, and none of this surprises me, and it shouldn't surprise anyone else. The idea that the overwhelmingly Republican FBI and Department of Justice would frame Matt Gaetz as a sex predator because they're members of the deep state trying to keep him from supporting Donald Trump is ludicrous. And I know that all of his supporters believe it.
Right, right. It's just weird, though, right? I mean, it shouldn't be surprising, but it's still weird that all of... We are getting so much nonsense from one political figure when politics, by and large, tends to be a problematic but rather boring affair, that the dude, the white guy who a couple months ago said, well, my Latino son, out of nowhere, dropping that left-field bombshell, and then... not actually having a Latino son, but that's all still weird. And, like, I think that kid's still 18, so whatever. But
he, I mean, like, at one point, that kid, whether he had legally adopted him or not, like, I don't think he has legally adopted him. He's just kind of hanging around. He was not 18 when he took him into his care, basically.
Right.
If that is what it is, I guess we'll never know for sure. But it was... Matt Gaetz said some shit and was voting on some shit that was very racist and, like, clearly, like, anti-South American immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got accused by someone. He's like, hey, you're just being a big racist right now. And he's like, oh, really? You think I'm a racist against Latinos? Well, guess what? I got one in my house right now. And then they're like, what? And he's like, yeah, see this kid? This is my son. I mean, he's not really my son. I adopted him. I mean, I guess I didn't really adopt him, but he's been hanging out in my house since he was like 16, and I love him a lot. But not like that. I told everyone he was just my employee, and that he was over 18, even though he was neither of those things. But ignore all of that. I'm not a racist.
It's just so fundamentally stupid, too, and it's concerning because it just keeps working for Matt Gaetz and a lot of other people, even though...
I just kept lying. I just kept working.
even though I don't know if privilege is going to keep him from taking some kind of heat for sex trafficking, but...
Yeah, the kind of privilege that Matt Gaetz has is the kind of privilege that... where either you will get away with minor things or moderately severe things that people that are less fortunate than you or not as white as you would not get away with. When it's getting away with sex trafficking, that's not really privilege. That's corruption. Like that's a completely different level. And I don't think he'll get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But like people have gotten away with worse.
This is one of those things forever changed by the Trump administration where 5 years ago, I'd say, no, yeah, he's probably going to be held accountable for this. Some kind of action. Maybe he'll find a way to finagle out of the worst of it.
And but now it's a toss-up?
Now it's like, well, but then again, Donald Trump was president. So,
yeah,
who knows? There were hearings about how, well, we don't know if we can hold a person in power accountable, so we're not going to.
Like, yeah, I mean, yeah, that happened twice where they're like, well, I mean, we know that he did the things. We're saying that he did the things, but we can't do anything about it.
These made up rules we all didn't even specifically agree to. We're just kind of going with it because racists a couple hundred years ago said this is what we were doing. They didn't say like we could do a thing. So we're, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, how long until people like Matt Gaetz start claiming diplomatic immunity,
even though
it's not a thing for, like, domestic politicians? And, like, they're not diplomats, which the concept of diplomatic immunity is so fucking weird. And, like, everyone knows that it, like, shouldn't exist. Right. I mean, and it's in place basically so that they won't get parking tickets when they go to the UN. That's, like, kind of like, the whole point. And they kind of just spread it out wider than it should ever have been. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a Supreme Court case in a couple of years that just said, like, yeah, federal, like, legislators can't be held accountable for any crime. And it's just the goddamn purge on Capitol Hill every day.
Right. I'm glad you used diplomatic immunity because Matt Gaetz 100% is the kind of guy who has seen every Lethal Weapon movie. If only because this dude just... He wasn't even really alive during the 80s, but he just stopped. That is where his cultural touchstone ends.
Yeah. God damn it.
Right?
It's one of the, you can look at Matt Gaetz's face and know that he is just a big piece of shit. And it's not like a... I look at Matt Gaetz, and without ever having heard him speak, I said, how did they elect this guy?
Right.
How is this guy someone that won an election? You can just... He has a very, very punchable face. And then you hear him speak, and then you're really like, how the fuck did this guy get elected? I mean, it's Florida. Like, that's the explanation. It's Florida. We know how. We know how that he got elected. It's because it's Florida, and they love that kind of shit.
Matt Gaetz, but, big time chump energy.
Yeah.
Getting chump vibes from Matt Gaetz.
Yeah, big chump. Fucking god damn it. If Matt Gaetz gets away with... See, Matt Gaetz to me was on a career path to be the next Ted Cruz.
Right.
Except maybe even a little worse. Ted Cruz
somehow
is bad. Ted Cruz is real, real bad. And on top of that, he's also a chump. Like, Ted Cruz is a fucking loser. He's a creeper. He's a degenerate, but
yeah.
Matt Gaetz is worse.
And on some level, Ted Cruz knows that his life sucks, that knows who he is in the cultural zeitgeist. Matt Gaetz does not. Matt Gaetz thinks he is winning. He has even less self-awareness than Ted Cruz. That is just my read, not political commentary, nothing to back that up. That's just my kind of... These
assessments are based entirely off of vibes.
I got an intuition.
Five E Fox couldn't really put this into a graph, but it is something that we hold dear in our brains.
Yep. But now. Now he might go to prison and be treated like a pedophile in prison because if the
or he might be president in 10 years.
Yeah, it's one or the other, it seems.
Or both. What if he goes to prison for sex trafficking and because he's a politician, you know, he serves like 3 years in a minimal security prison with like a bunch of like amenities and stuff, and then becomes president.
The weird thing, yeah, that could happen.
Actually, I don't think you can run for federal office if you're a felon, right?
Oh, you can't even vote a lot of the time. Yeah.
Well, I know you can't vote. That those two things are different.
I believe that's technically a law somewhere. The weird thing is, I feel like some similar stuff to this has happened to other people previously. And then they just kind of stepped out of the public light, and then we all just kind of let it go. But that is not even an option with Matt Gaetz. That never crossed his mind.
Yeah, like, there's been a bunch of situations where some people have done some pretty bad shit, and rather than put them through the justice situation or the justice system like they should be,
right,
their punishment is really like, okay, you don't have a political career anymore.
Yeah,
they still get to live their lives and do whatever the fuck they want. They just don't get to continue on with their political career. But like, Matt Gaetz can't do that. No,
he can't not go on Tucker Carlson's show. He doesn't have it in him to not make an ass of himself.
No, I don't just mean that, like, he wouldn't be able to keep up with it. Like, Matt Gaetz would definitely, like, try to keep himself in the public eye. I mean that these charges are so serious that that can't be an option to, like, just let him disappear. Like, he has to stay in trial, right?
Maybe, and I know it isn't one-to-one with politicians and celebrities, but, like, Matthew Broderick killed a guy with his car. He wasn't in movies for 5 years, and now we let him be in mediocre movies again. You know? Like, he just goes away. People will forget about it, and I don't know. He moves into a consultant role. He was about to be 40. That's a thing some 40-year-old GOPers with, like, previous political careers do. You can tell from how he's handled all this, that's never crossed his mind. And maybe good. Maybe we hold him accountable because he keeps forcing people's hand to. But
yeah, he went to law school, so I could see him becoming like a mid-level law partner,
right?
Somewhere where like they don't have to put his name on the ledgers, mm-hmm. but he's still getting work there. I also, there's something to be said, and this just kind of gets into the, these are problems with the United States system of government, that like people like Matt Gaetz are friends with the district attorneys. They probably campaigned together. They probably donated to each other's campaigns. They work together. Like, it'd be one of those things where if Ryan was accused of drug smuggling and then I was assigned to prosecute him, and it wasn't one of those things where they're like, okay, you can't do that because there's a conflict of interest, I'd have to meet with Ryan and be like, ah, man, you know, not a whole lot I can do here. I'll see what I can do. Like, maybe I can drop you down to like a misdemeanor based on possession, and I can get the, you know, the smuggling parts thrown out. Like, that's what's going to happen here.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's enough political pressure where it's like, if you try to do that, you're going to go down with them. That's what happened with Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what happened with Epstein. The federal prosecutors were friends with this guy, and they helped make it go away. And everyone was just kind of okay with that.
Until overwhelming evidence, and I believe a lot of Epstein also came out of an FBI operation, right?
Yeah.
So shocker. Well, no, not really a shocker. I think Matt Gaetz, if this proves out to be true, this isn't a one-time thing for him. This, I feel this guy, yeah.
Yeah. Matt fucking Gaetz. Big loser energy.
You know what? He absolutely wanted us to be talking about him.
And we're doing it.
So congratulate, put another check mark on the W side of that T chart, Matty boy.
have any like conservative pundits, whether they be on Fox News or smaller time guys like Ben Shapiro, have they been talking about this in any way, or are they just trying to like let it die, or at least just keep themselves out of the conversations?
I mean, I'm not following it super closely to say for certain, but it's kind of my understanding that Matt Gaetz is still going on Fox News and still doing his usual slimy shit since this was announced. So people are still having him on, I think, at least.
Yeah, it really surprises me. Like, after that Tucker Carlson interview,
mm-hmm.
It would really surprise me if anyone would have him on, because they would be afraid of him trying to drag them along into his sinking ship, just like he did with Carlson.
Right.
Which, fuck Tucker Carlson. He's almost certainly we know he's a bad dude, but like, I'd be very surprised if he wasn't some sort of sex predator. it's a widespread thing in Fox News. Like,
right. Like,
Tucker Carlson's a big piece of shit, just like every other guy on Fox News. And every single one of them has either been accused of or confirmed to have sexually harassed and sexually assaulted women at Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, I have nothing that would suggest that Tucker Carlson had anything to do with what Matt Gaetz was up to.
Right.
And so they probably saw that happen, like, fuck that. Like, we can't let this guy back on here if he's going to say, oh, Hannity, you know my girlfriend. Like, she was totally 18, right? Like, they don't want anything to do with that. Tucker Carlson doesn't want to have to go testify.
No, and, like, that's fair. But then I don't know. The second it looks like Matt Gaetz might not actually be on the hook for this, then they're going to parade him around as a champion of, oh, they tried to cancel him, but they couldn't. The left failed again. It's fucking exhausting.
Yeah. Have people called this cancel culture yet?
I'm
sure they had to have.
Matt Gaetz has to have called it.
Cancel culture now. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh, they voted no on this bill that I put forward? Cancel culture. Oh, people are boycotting my show? Cancel culture. People aren't donating to my campaign? Cancel culture. People don't let me say the N-word on TV? Cancel culture.
Matt Gaetz voted against a human trafficking bill? Cancel culture.
Is that real?
That's real.
Fuck.
And it's also real that it's time for us to do a clap sync and move on to the wacky post rule. Are you caught up on Falcon and Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
It's my understanding some shit went down in episode 3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You wanna fill me and our audience in?
Okay, so some of this involves name-dropping characters from the other Captain America movies. Do you remember Sharon Carter, the blonde spy that was like assigned to Captain America in The Winter Soldier?
Yeah, and she was Agent Carter's granddaughter or something.
I think they called her Agent 13 or some shit like that.
Sure.
She's John Wick now.
Fun.
Doing very much the exact same things as John Wick, except when she does her headshotting, there's moving the guy's head off screen and blowing his brains out. a lot of you know, weird Krav Maga shit, throw the guy on the ground. The camera is from her knees up, so you can't see the gun going in the guy's mouth and firing. Or him being slammed around the corner and the gun going off, so you don't see his head being blown off.
Is she a good guy or a bad guy?
She's a neutral guy.
Cool.
So I didn't really get this, but her thing is just that. So, you know, at the end of Captain America, you know, the people that took Captain America's side were then locked up. Like, they were branded as criminals. She didn't get locked up. She was on the run, so she never got captured, but she also never got pardoned.
Okay.
So she's a fugitive. So then she moved to basically the, like, pirate city from Pirates of the Caribbean, but, like, it's Marvel. Cool. Basically, like, the bad guy city that, and then she became, like, a crime lord there. Because she can't return to the United States and needed to do something. Mm-hmm. So then she was helping Bucky and Falcon, you know, do some shit. Also, they broke Zemo out of prison. The guy who was pulling the strings in Civil War, who, like, brainwashed Bucky and, like, tried to get the Avengers to kill each other. They broke him out of prison because they needed his help finding some people. And he's, like, part of the show. At least so far. He was, like, on their side the whole episode. Like, definitely still shady, but, like, they definitely paint him as, like, a endearing character.
Am I correct in thinking that Zemo at one point was a Hydra Nazi sympathizer?
And no, that's where
No.
He hunted down and killed a bunch of Hydra people.
Cool.
Specifically because he wanted to get all of their information about the Winter Soldiers so that he could destroy the super soldier serum and then make the Avengers fight each other. He wasn't a member of Hydra. He used all of Hydra's stuff and then killed a bunch of Hydra people.
Okay.
Point where, like, they find, like, a Hydra scientist, and after they're done getting information from him, Zemo executes him in this show.
And he's
also, like, really into, like, African American culture. Or at least knowledgeable about it. Like, so there's a point where Sam's disguise is, like, he's like a warlord.
Yeah.
And he's like, I look like a pimp, because he's dressed in, like, a fancy suit, and he's like, I'm surprised. And he's like, anyone who, he says something along the lines of, only an American would think that a well-dressed African man looks like a pimp. And then, like, at one point he's talking about Marvin Gaye. And he's like, Marvin Gaye completely encapsulates the African-American experience. And if you can't appreciate that, Bucky, you know, like, I think you may have to, like, reevaluate where you're coming from.
Wow.
Just like a super woke guy. It's weird. It's fun. It's really fun.
And that's my understanding that a new Captain America might not be so great.
Yeah, definitely not. He's definitely
intense.
Letting the Captain America stuff get to his head. He's pulling the whole, like, do you know who I am?
Oh, boy.
Kind of thing.
This is a odd question, but do we have any broader spectrum of what hits Bucky carried out while hypnotized other than Tony Stark's parents?
Yeah, like, that's kind of the driving force behind, like, his character development in the show, is that he has been keeping a book trying to go back in his memories and remember everyone that he killed and try to, like, make it better. And so he, like, becomes friends with this really old Japanese guy in New York because he feels bad that he executed his son.
Okay.
And he's just not telling him. He's just like, oh, like, I'm just trying to be friendly and, like, whatever. And then he's like, yeah, he killed his son.
Because
his son witnessed him assassinating somebody.
In this universe, did Bucky kill JFK?
No, I don't think so. They haven't alluded to that at all. I wouldn't be surprised if that's, like, a thing that comes up in a couple of episodes, but...
Do you think he killed Biggie?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Did the timing work out that he did the Lindbergh baby?
Oh my god. I don't think so. I think that would have been... beforehand.
Okay.
Sam is a really bad actor. Like, part, some of the humor in the show is really cheesy. Like, some of it's good and some of it's not. Like, there's a point where his phone rings and it's the classic, like, we have to know that you are who you say you are, answered and put it on speaker, and it's his sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh man, I'm having problems with the bank. And he's like, oh, that banker won't know what's coming when I kill him. And then she's like, what about the money? And he's like, oh, we won't have to worry about money after I pull this bank heist. And it's just, it's dumb.
Fuck. All right, because thrust for him is that is Black Panther an Avenger?
No.
So one of the two Black Avengers can't get a loan. That's a plot point in that. Yeah.
They reveal that there was a Black Captain America.
Oh.
But that the United States kept secret because they didn't want a Black superhero.
Like a Black Super Soldier or? Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then the United States used him basically in the same way that Hydra used the Winter Soldier. And they know each other because they sent him into Vietnam at the same time and they fought and Bucky lost. And then he looked him up once he got his memory back. And he was basically kept captive in between missions, just like Bucky was.
Mm. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Intrigue. Fantastic. Thank you all so much for listening to episode 256 of the Quarantine Cast. If you like what you heard, like, comment, subscribe, etc. Check us out on Instagram and YouTube, where we have highlight clips. Also, be sure to send us your business questions and business opportunities and questions. There we go. To voluntaryviewing@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter @v2_podcast for updates. Check us out on Patreon if you're feeling generous. Follow the link down in the description to support a collection of great progressive causes. That's through Act Blue. And follow me @LucasDrider on Twitter to keep up with all of my writing. Dude. Hopefully you have today off because of Easter. Maybe that's a thing in some parts of the world, apparently. But if you don't, good luck getting through the week.